Good morning, Miss Gray.
Good morning, answered the woman. All the days were the same, people going in and going out in a hurry. People that didn't greet or look at her. For them, she was only the cleaner, but Mr. Smith was different. He loved talking to her. He was a charming, tall, and a thin man in his ages. He was different from the rest of the neighbors. He was cheerful and talkative, a very polite man.
Good morning, Miss Gray. How are you today?
He asked.
Oh, fine, Mr. Smith, thanks.
Great. I'm going to do the shopping. Do you need something?
No, thanks. It's very kind of you.
Okay, have a nice day, then.
What a thoughtful man, she thought.
Mr. Smith was her favorite neighbor. He never threw a paper on the floor or walked on the wet side of the floor. He didn't look at her as a cleaner woman.
One Friday, as every Friday, when she was cleaning all the landings, she noticed a very awful smell on the second floor, where Mr. Smith lived. It was horrible and unbearable. In that moment, she realized that it was 4 days since she last saw him.
Perhaps he has traveled somewhere, she thought.
Miss Gray opened the windows and she started to clean the floor when she saw something shining under Mr. Smith's door. It was his medal.
What a strange thing.
She stooped to catch it, and then the smell was stronger and stronger.
Oh my God! Oh my God! She shouted.
She turned pale. A neighbor heard her and went out from her flat. She also noticed the unbearable smell.
What are those screams? She said.
It's Mr. Smith, shouted Miss Gray.
I think something very bad has happened to him.
Quickly, the neighbor phoned the police, and they arrived in 5 minutes. The police knocked the door down, and Mr. Smith was lying on the floor by the door, holding his medal as if he wanted someone to realize that something was wrong. He was dead. There was no conversation with Mr. Smith anymore. From that day, cleaning the courtyard was not the same for Miss Gray, and she decided to give up the job.